When did the stair handrail become your new best friend? It's time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, safe, FDA approved, covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000.
Oh, I know this theme music. It's Wendy Snyder here on a Sunday, and Eli Burke produces this show every Sunday, and what a great job you do. I'm telling you, you put all the ducks in the row in a row, and then I come in and host it, and thanks for all the work you do.
Oh, you're too kind.
And I've also heard you on the John Landecker show doing a little segment, Two Truths and Eli.
That's right. Everyone's favorite segment is back on a Sunday morning. It is time for Two Truths and Eli, and we have some new contestants in the game as well. Shwani and Charlie have never played this game before, so I'm going to teach you how it works. So,
all right, I just got done eating, so please excuse me.
They're fueled up and ready to play. So obviously, you fellas in the newsroom have a lot of stories coming across your desk every week. A lot of them may be rather interesting. I have compiled a list of three very interesting stories that have happened this week. The only thing is, one of them is fake. I wrote one of these stories, that's why there are two truths and an Eli. Your job is to find that Eli and sniff me out live on the show here. So without further ado, I will get into story number one. Now, Argentina may be preparing for one of the biggest soccer games in the nation's history today, but they are celebrating back home in both the streets and rivers, as it was found that two goldfish were recognized as subjects of law in court. Advocates brought the case to light when they saw Fetty and Maggi living in a glass tank on the side of a sushi restaurant, exposed to the elements of the street such as sunlight, noise, and weather. The advocates asked the court not only to relocate the fish to a larger tank, but also to recognize them as sentient beings with legal rights rather than as property. It's such a landmark case, it's only a shame everyone else has already forgotten about it.
Sounding pretty fake that just on the side of the street there's a little bowl with two goldfish in it.
This was like a 10-liter tank that was on like the side wall, like a window of a sushi restaurant. And a bunch of kids were like tapping on the glass, and apparently they were scaring the scales off the fish. They were so...
Of Fetty so and intense. Maggi, right?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, wow.
So that's story number one. I'm going to read three of these, and then we'll get a guess from the we'll get a guess after.
All right.
So that's story number one. Here's the second one. Starbucks is finding a way to even further speed up the drive-thru process by releasing an everything bagel frappuccino. People have been craving a savory option for years, said a company spokesperson. We wanted to challenge what a frappuccino could be, said another who did not elaborate any further. This drink has cream cheese and everything bagel seasoning in the blend, and comes out early next week and is the last stop on the road to the pumpkin spice latte.
I hate pumpkin spice, so anything sounds better, but a whipped up cream cheese and a frappuccino, I don't know. That sounds fake too.
It's
all right.
The sweet and savory combination there.
Oh, that's weird.
Here's story number three. A man in Arizona has been arrested for surfing naked on top of a moving train. According to the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office, Daniel Balance first started exhibiting strange behavior when he got on the train, then had their suspicions confirmed when he broke the window of the locomotive to enter, stripped all the way down, then climbed on top of the car to travel from car to car. To some, he blew the horn. To others, he showed a little too much. Daniel expressed his love of vodka, beer, and playing the banjo, a statement from the sheriff read. Unfortunately, we had to separate him from those loves and the train ride. And more charges and details are still being processed, but I assure you, nothing can derail this investigation.
You know, given the fact that truth is stranger than fiction, that one's real.
You think so? I don't know. He likes the quote, I like vodka, beer, and playing the banjo. That sounds fake. So naked and going from car to car on a train. Everything bagel frappuccino. And Argentina, two goldfish on the side of the road by a sushi restaurant. I'm going number one, the goldfish is the lie.
Charlie and Shwani, you agree?
I do.
I'm going to say the first and the third one are actually true, and the second one, the Starbucks one, is false, because the second one seemed like the less crazy of the three, which means the first and third ones are for sure true.
Well, why don't I play a little something for you, and that might narrow down our options. So, like, we are the first guess, it looks like two votes to one. you're saying that the fish story is fake.
But I think it's fake.
Why don't we listen to this Australian news outlet and what they have to say? That there were a lot of other news stories that had picked up the story. I hadn't found any official sound from it, but I picked that one because he said the names of the fish wrong. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that is funny. All right, I'm wrong.
So I kind of Monty hauled this in a way for you. So the fish story was in fact real. So we're down to a 50-50. You get one more shot. Was it the Starbucks story is fake? Are we going to follow Charlie's guess here? Or was the naked surfing train guy, in fact, a figment of my imagination?
I don't know where to go here. I'm going to say vodka beer and playing the banjo. That's fake.
Charlie, you going to hold strong and stick with Starbucks?
I'm holding strong.
Shawnee, you're the tiebreaker.
I am too.
You're going with Starbucks?
I think the Starbucks. I've years of reporting crazy stories like that. That's just one more. I'm not surprised by something like that.
Well, Wendy, before the show started this morning, I left a piece of paper in the studio. You weren't supposed to find it, but I did see you may have moved it across the room. Would you mind reading what's on that paper now?
There's a picture of a whacked out guy, and I thought the Landecker show left it here, and I left it for Bob Surratt. And
this whole elaborate plan, and I got foiled before we started, but nonetheless.
Naked man arrested for surfing on moving locomotive in Sedgwick County, Colorado. For those of you who had the unfortunate experience of seeing this gentleman surfing naked on top of a moving locomotive yesterday, I want you to know that he was arrested on felony and misdemeanor charges. Daniel Ray Balance of Quartzsite, Arizona, decided to visit our county yesterday in the Union Pacific Railroad after he broke a window on a locomotive and entered it. To some, he blew the horn. To others, he showed a little too much. Daniel expressed his love of vodka beer and playing the banjo. Unfortunately, we had to separate him from those loves and the train ride. Instead, Daniel is spending some time at an all-expenses-paid stay in jail, where he is presumed innocent until proven guilty.
That was the real police statement that was issued out, the one I quoted in the story. So, Charlie and Shawnee, congratulations. You got it right with the Starbucks story being fake, but I had a lot of fun writing that
one. What was the man's name again?
Daniel Ray Balance.
Yes.
Now, do you think
Balance with two L's?
Do you think he might have been a little off balance?
Yes. See that should be there? His middle name. That's beginner's luck that they both got it. I'm terrible at
like
this.
Like I said, I've seen enough stories like that to think this is just add one more to it.
I love it. Two Truths and Eli.
That might be the best segment name that I've heard. Two Truths and Eli.
We started with the title and worked backwards.
That's
awesome. Yeah, I like it.
I had to laugh the first time I saw that on the website with Two Truths and Eli. I got the pun there. Good work.
By the way, I just, a listener said, are my Sunday morning podcast up there? Because listeners are having trouble finding it.
They are there. They are under the Wendy Snyder name tag, no longer under Sunday Morning.
Oh, okay.
So if that's where the confusion comes up, search your name rather than Sunday Morning.
Okay, perfect. Yes, because I've been getting and I know you, there's not anything you miss, Eli. Two Truths and Eli. Yeah, I keep saying it wrong. I'm stressing the Eli, but it's Two Truths and Eli. No, say it.
Two Truths and Eli.
Okay. All right. Two Truths and Eli. Yeah,
it's close enough. It works.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I love this segment, and I've heard you do it on John Record's Landecker's show. And again, this is your bit. Like, the far-flung forecast is Schwani's bit. You know, I don't want to not do it. And when you're not here, Schwani, we just don't know what to do. We fall apart.
Oh, come on.
As long as it's fun, we'll keep it going.
All right. Well, thank you, Two Truths and Eli.